Let's stay in Europe a moment to talk about an incident that shows the bitterness over high fuel prices. Thousands of truckers in Spain have gone on strike. They've left gas stations without fuel, and they've left supermarket shelves empty. In one city, strikers set up a picket line at a wholesale food market, and somebody not striking drove a van through that picket line, killing a protester. Jerome Sokolowski has more on this story from Madrid.
Truckers have certainly been making a nuisance of themselves here in Spain. Since Monday, they've been driving along expressways at a snail's pace during rush hour, creating enormous bottlenecks. Only about a quarter of all Spanish truckers are officially on strike. There have been attacks on strike breakers, and foreign trucks have been blockaded at the border. Few trucks are making deliveries to Spain's markets. I'm standing at the entrance to Merca Madrid. It's the largest wholesale food distribution center in the country. Normally, there would be long lines of trucks waiting to pass through the toll booth gates here, but the area is almost desolate now, even though it's technically almost opening time. And occasionally, a small van or truck pulls up with some goods. Luis García has driven up in a small truck with several dozen crates of cucumbers.
¿Qué piensas de la huelga y eso?
Está bien, pero es algo fuerte ya. Tenían que levantar un poco.
The strike is right, but it's gotten out of hand, he says. They should ease up a bit. García lets me into the cab of his truck, and we drive towards the warehouse where he'll unload his cargo. He says it now costs him around $160 to fill his 20-gallon tank.
Ya son más los gastos que los ingresos que tenemos.
Our expenses are already more than our income, he says. García and his father run their own business. They joined the strike for 3 days. But now he says he doesn't want to be left with truckloads of spoiled produce. You drive here in fear, he says, but what can you do? They stop you and turn over your truck and spill all your merchandise. It's risky. In recent days, picketers have smashed strikebreakers' windshields and even set fire to their rigs. Yesterday, police started to crack down hard. Spanish news programs showed scenes from around the country of violence and chaos, riot police swinging truncheons, men and women bloodied and dazed, a policeman being kicked on the ground. Farmers rioted in Almeria, fishermen in Seville. All are demanding fuel subsidies. The truckers, many of whom are self-employed, also want limits on competition from large transport companies. The government is being criticized for letting the protests get out of hand. A wave of panic buying has left hundreds of gas stations without fuel and many supermarkets out of stock. A vendor closes his stall at a farmer's market in Madrid's La Latina district. Shopper Dani García says he feels helpless because high fuel prices are coinciding with Spain's worst economic crisis in 15 years. I think this is unfortunately the beginning of lots of strikes, he says. The way the protests have escalated in recent days, he may be right. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.